This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
All right, we need to talk about doggy damage. Is this the slowest news day we've ever had on the history of...
This is hard-hitting stuff.
Oh, this just in off the AP wire. A dog ate a couple's winning lottery ticket. Actually, two pup bandits. It was an $8 ticket.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
What? How is this news? Like, legitimately, this was in our news feed today. It's like, two pup bandits are identified as Alaskan Klee Kias named Apple and Jack. I don't know what any of that means.
Well, their names are Apple and Jack, and that's their breed.
What's an Alaskan Klee Kias? Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't. Is this even verifiable, though? How do they know that they were winning tickets?
Because I think they must have had a picture of the ticket or something. Or maybe the dogs pooped out enough of the ticket. Because you don't have to look at all the things. Like, if you're really lazy on scratch tickets, did you know this?
The numbers between, right?
Just at the very bottom of the ticket. So it's like you scratch and it's like match any one of these five numbers and win the prize selected or whatever. And like you can sit there and do that for like 10 minutes. Or there's a barcode at the very bottom.
Oh.
And at the vending machine that just sells the lottery tickets, you scratch it off and just go boop. And it's like not a winner.
You're
or
right.
Just tells you.
You don't have to waste your time.
Or get that stupid dust all over. Like, I didn't even think about it.
Emulsion, silver.
Yes,
yeah,
it's that.
Whatever.
Like, it's everywhere. Around Christmas time, I give and get like 10 billion lottery tickets.
Oh.
And then I wonder, there's this thick energy. You can never wipe it up. It's like a...
I just wonder if they found a piece, like, after the dog had passed it.
I wonder
if the lottery worker was just like, I'll just give you $8.
Here's $8.
To get out of here.
Yep,
I trust you.
Yeah, they were able to put pieces together and discover that it was an $8 winner.
Ugh.
And the Oregon Lottery Commission decided to pay them off and give them the $8.
Rightfully so.
I don't know. How much of a... So when we've talked about doggy damage in the past and we want your doggy damage stories, I forget, how much of a bill do you have to have before the bank will give you another one?
That's...
do you have to have the whole serial number? Like, you can rip a bill kind of a lot.
Yes.
Because we've had people call and go like, my dog... Like, I got a $100 bill on my graduation card and my dog ate it.
I always heard it was 51% of the bill you needed to have.
Okay.
But I don't know how they determine that. Because that way you can't just split all your money. I've tried. You can't just split all your money in half. And
go into one bank and get it. Your dog ate the other half. No, I think you have to have the whole serial number, though.
Okay.
You do? Okay.
I think so. Because they have to prove that it's an actual minted bill or whatever, and then they'll get you another one. And they don't care if it's taped up either.
Yeah.
Because have you ever had somebody give you a bill with tape on it? I'm like, dude, can I have a different one? Because like... I just feel weird at the gas station handing it back. It's like,
it bugs.
Yeah, nobody wants it. It's like somebody, like my friend has like $10,000 in $2 bills and he's constantly giving them to people. And it's like, nobody wants that. Because everybody thinks it's fake. What are we talking about?
Doggy damage.
That's right.
Even the dogs don't want to eat the $2 bills.
So if you've got a dog that has destroyed something like an $8 lottery ticket, it's got to be bigger than that. Your dog has to have done some actual damage. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059.
So I've gone through a lot of dogs, both like actual my dog type things, but then also fostering.
Yeah.
And when we got this dog, she had she had crazy anxiety and like chewed the deck, the window frames, the tables. There was one day where I got home. The entire couch was just ripped apart. My mom's a lawyer. All of her paperwork.
No!
Like, just wills and documents. Jeez. Just, you couldn't see an inch of carpet because everything was chewed up.
Dang.
Do dogs sometimes, because I've heard of this, is that retaliation?
I don't know.
Because, like, sometimes, like, I think Moxie has two things. Moxie has anxiety. So the first time we left her alone in the house, she tried to claw and, like, look outside, and she took out a $2,000 plantation chug. Like, big enough chunks of wood off of it that it's, like, cannot be repaired. But then there are other times where she knows exactly where we are, and I think it's retaliatory. Like, she'll jump up on the bed and poop.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, hey, this isn't my bed.
Right.
But you're going to have a tough time sleeping. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
A little nerd.
Are you sure she hasn't seen you doing that at all and gone, oh,
I am not.
I want to follow the rules of the house.
We can poop inside.
And I'll never forget, I tell it all the time, but Mojo dug up a good portion of the sprinklers for me. Because he could hear, in his defense, he could hear the water running through the, and he was like, just kept digging and trying to figure out where the sound came from. And I, like, he just came to me with like a 5-foot section of the black.
I got this for you.
He was so happy. He was like,
all proud.
Oh, you know how hard this was.
I have two Chihuahuas, and they're from the same litter. So they've been together their whole lives, and they sleep together in a cage. So, like, that's where they're comfortable, with a blanket over it. And one time I opened the cage one morning, and one of them had severe diarrhea on the other one. The one was covered, so I had to deal with all that. Then I was running late, so I left for work. And when my wife got home, I had not quite cleaned it up as well as I thought I had. I didn't move the cage. There was still, it was a huge mess.
And they're the worst thing in the world is dog's diarrhea. Yeah. It's hot.
Yeah.
It has like a hot smell to it.
Yeah. They kind of, one was the alpha, and then after that, they kind of switched. It was okay.
Who's the alpha now? Yeah. I remember when another Mojo story, we had just bought a brand new area rug.
That's right.
And Mojo got sick. I have hardwood floors everywhere.
Oh.
And he walked specifically to the area rug and walked around the coffee table in circles, while leaving the hot diarrhea trail.
No.
And it wasn't a regular, like, flat area rug. It was like a shaggy one.
Oh, texture.
So,
deep.
So yeah, it all got embedded. And he's grinding it.
That feels retaliatory.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
He did not feel good. He could have pooped literally anywhere, but he chose the 8 square feet to do the most damage.
Did you guys see the dog that broke into the zoo, like, with the gorillas?
No.
Did he do damage, or he just got the gorillas all riled up?
They were like chasing him. I think everyone was okay, but
how's a dog break into a zoo?
Into a zoo and then into the habitat.
You're right.
It doesn't have opposable thumbs.
I don't know.
He went to gloat. Like, look at me out here. What are you going to do? I'm free.
Who's the
it's
alpha?
A silverback. All right. So if you've had some doggy damage done to you, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
Dogs are great.
Yeah.
Until they're not.
Yeah. Doggy damage.
We want to hear how they screwed up your house, your life. Amanda?
Yay.
Doggy damage. What happened?
So I was dog sitting a Great Dane, and the family was gone for like a week. And I told them, I have work, I'll be gone. They're like, oh, the dog's fine. Well, I get home the first day, the entire upstairs carpet has been ripped to shreds.
Get out.
A Great Dane. That dog's like 100 and some pounds, right?
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like a one-year-old, too. And I sent them pictures, and I'm like, I don't know what I should do. And they're like, well, I guess we get new carpet.
They weren't mad at you, though, right? It's not your fault.
No. Yeah, no, they weren't mad at me. Like, I mean, I tried grabbing pieces and, like, putting it in trash bags. Then I kept sending them update pictures because, like, every day it was, like, progressively worse.
But you had to keep leaving the dog every single day. So it just did more and more damage.
Yeah, and they knew that. And I was like, do you want me to, like, come home more? And they're like, it's fine. It's already happened. And I was just like, all right, I'll just send you pictures.
Oh, my God.
New Berber for everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is awful. Thank you for the call. Remember we had a boss where he got a new mattress?
Yes.
Got a boxer and it ate like half the mattress.
Yes.
How do they survive?
Right.
Madison?
Yai.
Doggy damage. What do you got?
At my mother's house, my dog completely ran into the screen door, and now it's completely gone.
Mojo has done that more than once when he was alive. He would run into it with such force that he literally bent the entire frame because he just doesn't see it. It's like he can smell that there's a squirrel or something outside. He just goes running at full clip. And it stops them dead in their tracks. It's kind of, so you just not have a screen door anymore?
Yes, it's completely gone. My mother has a picture of it. He's like stuck in it and everything. No more.
No more screen doors for you guys. Thank you for the call, Madison. Shelby.
Aye.
Doggy damage, what do you got?
So my friend was babysitting my dog when he was a puppy, and he escaped from his kennel and chewed up her last momentum of her mother that had passed away. It was like a 20s flapper dress.
Yes.
It was the last memory, the last tangible thing she had, and my dog destroyed it.
You don't leave that.
Okay, you're right.
I'm sorry, it's like, hey, I've got my Honus Wagner Mensch Jam 10 card. I'll just set it next to the doggy kennel and just meander away. What are you talking about?
There is, you're right.
You just don't leave priceless. I'm not trying to blame your friend, but I'm blaming your friend a little bit.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, this hot water heater leaks. I think I'll leave my Monet leaned against it.
It was awful. It was awful.
Awful. Thank you for the call, Shelby.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah,
there's a certain point where it's on you. Yeah. Like, you don't... Yeah, we just rubbed hamburger all over the carpet. I can't figure out why the dog went nuts. Steven?
Yai.
Doggy damage. What do you got?
All right, my brother is a hunter. A couple of years ago, he shot an 8-point buck. I think that's what you call it.
Okay.
He wanted a taxidermy mount that had himself, so he did the whole process till he got it down to just the skull and the antlers. He left to run some errands. While everyone was gone, our pit bull jumped up on the counter and ate the skull.
No.
Fresh meat.
Ate the skull.
He went to run some errands. I got home. My brother was running after this dog, trying to like yell at it, and... it was hilarious because I'm a vegetarian, so I found it
hilarious. You're like, I don't care. That's less for me. I mean, the antlers were probably still intact, but he wanted the whole head and the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
He was not my, according to my brother, he found the Maggie, the pit bull, gnawing on the antler bones, but the skull itself was gone.
They wanted to mount the pit bull.
Yeah. Well, we mount that instead, I guess. Thank you, Stephen. Lulu.
Yes.
Doggy damage. Yeah. What you got? Yeah.
Yikes. Doggy damage. It's funny that you guys had the show today because my son called me crying.
Uh-oh.
The dog climbed up on top of the kitchen table while everybody was gone and grabbed his brand new Yeezys and chewed them up.
His brand new what?
Pair of Yeezys, tennis shoes for school.
Oh.
Yeah.
How much?
Isn't that horrible?
How much has this dog cost you?
About $2,500, and he only costed $400 to adopt.
Yeah,
he
you guys are good at business.
Yeah, this is in the dictionary. It's under bad investment.
Two pairs of earbuds. He has been a very bad investment. In fact,
earbuds aren't cheap.
No.
Even the cheap ones are like $150.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe you need to stop leaving stuff in. Thank you, Lulu. It's been lovely. Krista.
Yay.
Doggy damage. What do you got?
So my dog Reno, I left him to go to work and he was retaliating and he left a trail of poop all over and even pooped on my dresser. He was definitely making a point that he was mad.
Hold on. He got onto the dresser and pooped.
Yeah, like he had to lift his butt up onto there. He had to like actually try.
You got to respect that.
Parkour pooped. Yeah. Oh, I like this dog. We want to meet him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
So we have a weird relationship question we need to get out real quick. It doesn't even have to be a relationship. Do you? Okay, I got to look at everybody but Steve.
What?
Because it's technology related, and you're just gonna like give me that blank puppy dog stare, hearing a high pitched noise.
You guys, go do your thing.
Do you share your location with anyone, like your sig other or anyone?
Yes, not my sig other because he doesn't have an iPhone.
You can't share it with a non iPhone person?
I've never attempted.
There is some.
You would date a non-iPhone person?
Yeah. Oh my God, we need to kick that boy to the curb. Because like, no, isn't there some sort of Google thing that brings iPhones and Androids together? There's some sort of duo or something? Is that what it's called? Does anybody know what that is?
Is it like an app that you install and it translates it into
intermediary? You've got to keep them bring them close.
Can I tell you something? Do you know about the whole green bubble, blue bubble thing? Have we talked about this before?
Oh, the text thread?
If you're texting fellow iPhoners, they're blue bubble.
They're blue, yeah.
And you text somebody that's not, they're green. Do you know why? Apple did it on purpose when they first came out with iPhones because back then iMessages were free, but text messages, your carrier was charging you, depending. Mm. So they wanted you to know, look, you're talking to a green bubble, it's costing you, and then you'd convince your friends to stop being a green bubble.
Brilliant.
Mm. And they, even though everybody's got unlimited text now, they're still leaving it green because they're trying to make you feel like, I don't like my green bubble friends, and I don't. I do not like my green bubble friends.
OMG.
Because if I'm in a group text with 27 people and 26 person, are blue and one is green.
Well, and if one person reacts to the text, I hate it. Because it's like Slacker loved an image. Instead of just putting
the love on the image, it sends a text because there's one damn green bubble in the group.
Annoying.
It ruins everything. And then videos when you send, the green bubble makes pixelated. It all compressed and pixelated. They make the videos cool if you're talking to fellow blue bubbles, but if you got a green bubble in there, it's all of a sudden, oh man, they were taking this video from the Hubble. It's terrible.
It's heinous. Would you refuse to date a girl?
I would never. Green bubbles, I didn't want to be friends. I think I might have one green bubble friend.
You purged
all. And you know who you are. You're on your way out. Damn blue bubble or get out. Even if you have to be a drug dealer and have a separate phone, you're not going to be my friend if you have a green bubble. Huh. You're not. I got to go through my phone. I'm telling you right now.
Purging green bubble people?
I am. It's time to lose the green bubbles.
But anyways, I do share my location with some blue bubble friends.
Randomly?
Constantly.
And that's because in case you get like kidnapped or hurt or...
Originally it was, but then it was just like, I don't know. I don't care if they see where I am. They don't care if I see where they are.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you ever check their location?
Yeah.
So they share back?
Yeah.
Steve, do you understand how nervous Steve is right now? He's like, how many people am I sharing with?
Yeah.
I don't think you're probably sharing with
How
anybody.
Do we know? Can we?
You don't want me to? here's your phone. I want to see if I remember your passcode. Let me see if I can figure it out again.
Oh, it's like a super long one.
Okay, I'm in.
Thank you. That took a nanosecond.
Let me go into settings. So I still, for the longest time, should I say his name on the air?
Yeah.
I think he's the general manager of Polestar now.
Oh, Stephen Powers.
Yeah, let's say his whole name.
Oh, Stephen.
He lives off of, I think he just figured it out because every once in a while I would send him a cryptic text like, hey, how's Huntington Beach? And he would be like, how are you doing that? because he forgot. We went to Vegas one time.
That's right.
And he shared his location and didn't. When you say you're going to share your location, you can do it temporarily.
But he didn't.
Mm.
Are we supposed to be sharing our location with people? I don't think I do. My wife doesn't. Should I be doing that?
I'm going to say I think it's kind of a good thing when, like, when you have kids, it's a good thing. Like, you want to know where your kids are at.
Yeah.
So they have to share with you.
Tag them, track them.
And don't you think it's sort of a quid pro quo?
Oh, it's like a relationship.
Don't you owe it back?
Relationship, like a landmark or a, when you get to a certain point in a relationship that comes up, hey.
I don't know, because it's kind of a fine line between, like, I trust you so much that you can track me wherever I go, and then I don't trust you at all.
Yeah, it does feel a little...
There's a fine line.
Creepy, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Steve has his turned off. I had to go into his settings, and you have share my location turned off. The downside of that is, if you lose your phone, you're never going to find it, because you have share my location.
Bah.
I'll just throw another grand at Jobs' family.
Steve's been trying to lose his phone for months.
I just don't... I'm going to say, like, I stop at... Okay, for you, Steve, you're 10 times worse than me. You probably stop at a lot of places you don't want people to know you stop.
Okay. Yeah.
So then you...
Yeah, that's good.
On the flip side, you should want people to find you just in case something happens.
Yeah.
I don't...
When it's like the last... We haven't heard from Steve and we ping your phone and it's in Castle Rock right next to an It's Your Move store that sells Yahtzee games. We know what kind of weekend you had.
Math weekend.
And we know why we're never going to see you again.
Does it show every location that was up until that?
No, we don't. It doesn't track you in real, unless I was watching it the whole time.
Okay.
But I just felt weird. Like if I let my kids see it and then I was stopping at like Target to buy my son a PS5 or something, he could see that I'm stopping at Target. Okay. I don't want them to see where I am, but I want to see where they are.
Okay.
I don't think it helps. I don't know. Because here's the thing where I'm not sure if this is a good thing or a bad thing in a relationship. We had a coworker that was going through a divorce and he suspected something was going on.
Okay.
And he went to one of those spy stores and bought
the magnetic
a
tracker.
Yes.
Oh,
I think it's magnetic.
I didn't know there were spy stores.
Yeah.
They're definitely... Man, do you remember when there used to be spy stores in the mall?
Yeah.
Like, you walk up and, like, the front of it is all, like, there's metal detectors and other fun, like, hey, just do your thing. And then there's, like, oh, look at this Kleenex box. It's a camera.
Yes.
Look at this iPhone plug.
It was wicked.
It's a camera.
Wow.
It was wicked.
It was all that stuff. And he got a GPS tracker and he put it on her car. And he came to me and said, if you're ever in this position, don't do this. Because he ceased to exist. Like, he was obsessed with seeing where she was at every moment of every day.
Okay.
And I feel like if you knew where your sig other was, like, how would you not check it?
Okay.
I think Aaron's giving it to enough fringy people that they're not.
I just checked. They're all at home.
Your home? Because there's another thing about this that we're not talking about. You can geofence them. So even if you don't want to watch them all the time, you can go, I think my friend buys drugs from Castle Rock. So you can say, you can set up a geofence around Castle Rock and say, alert me when Jenny...
Gets within this
amount of Castle Rock. Or you can say, alert me when Jen leaves home. And it's like, so you don't even have to want to check. It's just like, boom, she's left her house.
But I can see it driving you crazy too. Because then you get to the point where, okay, well, it says her phone's at Target, but what if she ditched the phone and she's going, she's hiding.
100%.
She's, and you just slowly descend into madness.
Because then he would leave work to go check to see if she had dipped on her phone.
Dang. Especially with the car. Maybe she parked the car and then she's walking somewhere.
And he would like, I think she left her phone in her car and met up with her boyfriend. And because her boyfriend also did the same job as she did. And like,
geez.
I don't want to say on the air. He doesn't work here anymore, but he was like, don't ever. So I think this is a bad idea. Does this story say it's a good idea or a bad idea?
This doctor says it's a decision that's giving a lot of people some anxiety. It's an issue that comes up with a lot of patients.
I don't.
Yeah.
I think we just start. Let's start with Steve. Like, what? Steve, You let the three of us track you.
What? You don't want to know.
Where I'm going. We'll only set a geofence around Castle Rock.
Wait. Slacker and Steve.
We need to talk about the number of holes.
Yes, we do.
Holes on a straw.
Yeah, there it is.
Let's just real quick, let's go around the room. This is this. Does this come up once every couple years or something?
I think so.
How? Let's,
not quite settled science yet.
How many holes are there in a straw, T-Hack?
I'll go two.
Aaron?
One.
Steve?
One. Slacker. You better.
Okay, before I answer, I understand your logic, but I'm going to shoot holes in it right now.
Okay, the holes. You only one hole to shoot in my logic of the one hole.
How many holes are there in you?
Oh, great. I got, well, scan you like the little.
I'm just going to go holes big enough to put a pencil in.
One, two, three, four, five.
Wait, so you point it to your nostrils and to your mouth.
That's two.
But
three.
Like, don't your nostrils connect to your throat, which connects to your mouth?
Yeah, eventually.
So
but
isn't
there's
that
two
just
holes here.
Like. If you're saying
openings.
The straw.
You say holes or openings?
I said holes.
Oh, then let me start over.
Here's my, that's my thing. You started counting holes, and I think your logic is going to be.
It's openings. There's two.
What's the difference between an opening and a hole?
There's two. The hole goes all the way from one side of the straw out the other side. That's one hole.
Does it
there's
have to be
openings.
A straight shot?
Yeah. Well, if a crazy straw, remember the cool
so
ones
like
we had?
So like your heart, there's however many valves.
Oracles and ventricles.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those.
I don't think
open.
Oracle is the right. Is it?
But
it's
if
not
you get
Oracle. Is it?
Valves.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I was like, Oracle, isn't that somebody who like sees the future?
That. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, there. If there's openings and the blood goes through it, but if you get a hole in your heart,
yes.
That's not good. That's
true.
Different.
That's right.
A hole is a hollow place in a solid body or surface.
Boom.
So. You're saying it's one hole that goes all the way through.
It starts in one side and goes to the other.
And an
side.
Opening is an aperture or gap, especially one allowing access.
So it's one hole.
I think you have one hole in the straw, but then if you were like to put a shoestring through it, that would be one hole. But then you could put it through the other hole too.
They don't exit, so
it's still a hole.
I guess,
when you
yeah.
walk up to a cave, you don't know. If that cave goes all the way through to another thing or
okay.
not.
True.
So at that moment, like when you're walking in the hole of a straw, you don't know
if it could.
If you got shrunk down to the side of the straw, you're walking up and you're like, man, I hope there's another hole. Like, I hope
there's another way out, an opening.
Yeah. The way out would be another hole.
Just like at a cave, they'd say, this is the entrance and this is the exit. They wouldn't go, there's a hole. What more do you need?
Yeah, but the entrance and the exit are holes.
No, they're.
They're holes. They're ways in and they're ways out.
According to the definition, though.
It's.
You think they're openings?
I'm just saying.
They're non-closures.
Because like you're in a cave, and a cave could have one hole on one side and then four holes on the other
okay,
side.
I don't use straws in caves. So I'm not getting where all this
here's
is.
The thing. Starbucks switched straws, but for the longest time, those green straws.
They only had one hole. They went to the two holers.
Wait a minute. What are you saying? You're saying they make a one-hole straw? The hell's a one-hole straw?
I was just throwing you
no,
off.
No, I'm just like, their Starbucks straws were so crappy that they had 40 holes in them. Like, you'd like you'd puncture your, like, thing, and then, like, you try to suck, and nothing comes in because the straw at the end would, like, go and get a bunch of holes,
okay.
and you can't get a good draw on it.
Okay.
You can't get a good siphon.
Or, like... If that straw were to be plugged on one end, it would still have one hole. So you don't. And same.
But
if you
plug both ends, is it holeless?
It would be holeless.
It would be holeless.
Yeah. But if you're digging, if you're digging a hole in the ground, you don't go all the way through the earth. That's one hole.
Or is that one opening? If anybody just got in their car,
right.
they're like, is there a gas leak in the radio station?
There's holes in their head, I think.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Well, if you're planning on staying at a hotel anytime soon, you might want to...
Don't.
To not, yeah.
We want to talk about hotel horrors.
It's getting worse.
Will you... we want your stories of the like horrific things you've seen in a hotel room, whether you were a guest or... Like, I feel like the bulk, I don't know. Do you think we'll get calls from House cleaners?
See, we never... Well, those are the people we need to talk to.
Yeah, we can VD you and you don't have to say what.
Yeah, voice this guy.
Yeah, as bad as the hotel is, what people do in the hotel has to be worse.
Why is it... Why do we do that? Because we...
I mean, ask Steve. He's the one that rents the motel room just to poop.
I did.
Yeah, maybe we just need to do motel stories.
That's too much.
Nobody wants to sink that low. But, like, we have... I sit naked on pieces of furniture that I would never sit naked on at my own home. You know what I'm saying? Just sit naked on top of the fridge or the dresser.
Okay, because you can.
Or because you're just like...
It's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just put... I don't know.
Is that when you're hot?
There's just something about
your
just
butt
like...
cheeks. Yeah.
So we found a story that there's three things you should never touch in a hotel room.
Only three?
One of the big ones they say, and I touch it every time, is the coffee pot.
What?
Why?
Because apparently,
rinse it out, or
that's all they do.
Oh, are they drinking out of them?
I think some people, like drunk people, maybe pee in it
puke in it. Yeah,
yeah. What? And all they do, like, they say don't touch the coffee pot or any of the glassware because the house cleaners who come in, they rinse it. Yeah. I mean, have you seen a house they're not coming in with Dawn?
No.
Or with a sponge?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, true. They just put sometimes a little paper cover over it.
Yeah,
and you go,
oh, yeah.
Brand new.
Held the germs inside with paper. They said don't touch the ice bucket.
Yeah.
What are people doing in the ice bucket?
They just pee everywhere, I think.
Have you ever peed somewhere weird?
Puke in it.
Puke in it?
Yeah.
Oh,
but the ice buckets now come with a plastic bag.
You're supposed to use that.
So and the big one they said, and I think we all kind of have known this, don't touch the bedspread.
Oh,
what are you supposed to do?
I know that's what you're paying to sleep with a bed with a sheets and a bedspread.
Watch the hotel house cleaner when she's doing a room. What does she walk out of the room with?
Right.
Sheets. You will never see them walk out with that bedspread. My naked butt has been on my bedspread.
Yeah. They don't include the TV remote control, which used to be number one. But you know who you watch?
But now since COVID, they're inside
a plastic thingy.
Oh.
Yeah, they come in like a little raincoat.
Why aren't we doing that to everything?
It
doesn't even matter. They probably don't change that.
Oh, that's true. But they could wipe it off.
With the same rag that they use everywhere else.
So I guess what we want to do, and there's a couple other stories in the news, and Aaron has found us some really delightful stories to talk about from, I think, house cleaners and whatnot. We want to hear the worst thing you've done in a hotel room, the worst thing you've found in a hotel room. Mm. We call them hotel horrors. 303-222-5423. Or you can text us at 51059. Does anybody go to admit anything?
No, I've definitely had to call down for like plungers before while staying in a hotel.
You poo in your hotel room?
Now we can't use the toilet in the hotel room?
Were you with anyone?
We're just supposed to check in and go, well, thank you, and leave.
Yes. Were you with your wife?
No, I was like younger. I was young. Young, or I was like high school, maybe middle school.
Did you have another person in the hotel with you?
Yeah, my parents. Yeah.
You don't use the hotel bathroom.
You can.
You got to go to the lobby. Poop is for the lobby.
I messed up, I guess.
Am I the only one who thinks this way? I mean, definitely when you're with a sig other.
Yes,
but like,
or your first vacation to get whatever. Yeah, you don't like, want to do that.
And you pretend you're going to go down and grab a newspaper or go grab some coffee.
I used to run the shower and then do that, but then it makes it smell worse.
That's not going to do anything. You're concentrating the air, dude.
Yeah, but then you go down to the lobby. There's a line out the men's bathroom.
All guys.
And you see your sig other down there in line in front of you. Oh.
Because, I mean, like, so for you, it's tough, Steve, because you can't say you're going to go get coffee because you don't drink coffee.
I don't drink. You're right.
I'm going to go catch a couple laps in the pool. Like, there's nothing.
Smoke a cigarette, baby.
That's smart.
That's
and you go down and drop the kids off at the pool. Smart.
He can do both. He can actually smoke the cigarette.
Yeah. So there was one. This is speaking of poo. A housekeeper said they found poo inside a relations raincoat, if we all know what that is.
Yeah. Mm.
So somebody had held that and pooed into it.
Oh, you got to be right.
There's some accuracy involved. Yeah.
That seems like a two-person job. But kind of I mean, I haven't tried it. I'm just saying.
I'm just getting, it seems like you've given this more thought than anyone else in the room.
I haven't tried it yet.
Who's holding what? Yeah, and then it was tied to the microwave door.
What?
Why? Like,
what?
Why?
Why?
Don't ask why. Just, like, if you have some sort of weird fetish with your poo and a raincoat or whatever, at least have the courtesy to...
Exactly. Throw it away.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't tie it to
flush
the
it.
Well, are we sure? Was this... Who found it? Was it the housekeepers that found it? Or was it the... Was it, like, sometimes they leave cookies for you? Sometimes they like, a little note? I don't know. A robe? This.
I literally have no...
I'll keep talking if you let me.
I would like you to stop.
Okay.
There is also... This story was in the news, like, a week or so ago. A couple, a grandma and her granddaughter moved into a hotel. Was it a hotel? It was, right?
Yeah.
It was a Baymont Inn. That's one of those cheapo things, like $39 a night or something.
Yeah.
Something was wrong, so they left a crappy review. And they came to them in the middle of the night and booted them out.
Get out of town.
Can you do that?
I don't know.
Wow. I don't think so.
But I think they said it's like, it's because you left a review. They were open and honest about it.
And like, they were like, take it down. They were like, no. And they booted them out in the middle of the night. Well, at first they thought it was a prank, but it was not. They were getting booted.
As they should have, because they're complaining about the service in the hotel. If you hate it so bad, get out.
I'm allowed to complain as much as I want. If I paid for that room for the night.
I agree.
If I didn't do anything to get kicked out, you did something.
I agree.
To like, they booted them. Hotels.com apparently gave them something back and remove the hotel from there.
I can give my opinion about this stay up till now. And
I think the best story we've ever gotten, didn't we have somebody find a dead body like under the bed?
I remember that.
They checked into a hotel and there was like a foul stench and they looked under the mattress and there was...
For like the bed there a while.
So clearly one house cleaner after another ignored the stench and blood that was trickling out from under... Wow. Okay, this is going to be great. If you have a hotel horror, we want to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Slacker and Steve.
So we found this list of things you shouldn't touch in the hotel room, and it's basically, you know, anything.
Yeah, don't even look at anything.
Yeah, float. It's
just, yeah, okay.
Anti-gravity your way around a hotel room. So we want to talk about hotel horrors, the abominations you've seen. Let's try to leave the hotel names out of it if we can. Amber?
Yay.
Hotel horror, what do you got?
I used to work in a hotel in Telluride.
Okay.
And I had a repeat guest come to the counter to tell me that they found a Magnum wrapper in a drawer.
Oh, the champagne, Magnum champagne?
I don't think so, buddy.
Oh, no. The brand name of a...
Wait, just the wrapper?
Well, they found the wrapper, but then the two-year-old was crawling around on the floor and found used product and had it in her mouth.
No!
Oh, God!
No!
I calmed the entire stay.
Oh, God.
That is just...
Yeah.
Foul.
Oh, that's so foul.
What was the name of that play?
No, okay. Do not. Amber. Oh, my God. Thank you. Why do kids put everything... Oh, my God. That's horrifying.
That's sick.
Because you don't... any amount?
Right.
Jeff.
Yes. I don't know if I can top that story, but I'm in a hotel room with my girlfriend, and she comes across a pair of little black panties stuffed in the chair cushion. And I'm like, oh, it's not a big deal. We throw them in the trash. It's okay. And she's like, nope. We're not staying here. And I'm like, all right. I had to go down to the desk and get us another room.
Because of underwear?
Underwear? I know. It's not even
come on. Trust me, my underwear, like as I'm walking through the door, the second the thing goes, bah, 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 I'm like, first step in, pants off.
Flinging it underwear.
Oh, it's like, poof, 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 poof. It's like.
I know. Well, you know, she's also a stripper.
Your girlfriend is?
Absolutely.
So she was sad.
She was just mad that the girl was wearing panties at all? I don't get that. That's not horrifying. That would not horrify me. If I found, like, boxers.
Oh, any form of, I would.
Any form of underwear, even female?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's not going to be. You can throw. Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Dude, it's so less bad than the. Caitlin?
Yay.
Yay. Hotel horror, what do you got?
All right, mad respect for housekeepers. I did that job for 6 weeks, could not hack it. The weirdest thing I ever found cleaning a room was I went in, took off the bedspread or the cover, then the sheets. There was legit a live hamster in the bed.
What?
They just left their family pet or thought it was a really funny practical joke. So I screamed thinking it was a mouse or a rat or something like that, realized... Okay, it's kind of a cute little hamster. And then I took it down to the front desk and, told our receptionist. And I think we ended up, I don't think anybody there kept it. Taking it to the humane
society. They didn't come back for it?
Or something. Nope. Didn't answer when we called.
What?
Can I just throw a theory out there?
Thing. What they were doing with the hamster?
Yeah. Yes. Maybe it wasn't a pet.
Oh, God.
And they didn't need it anymore.
Yes. I hope that's not why they had it.
It served its purpose.
Oh, God. Wow.
And they just I wish I hadn't said that.
Okay. Thank you, Caitlin. That's awesome. You should have adopted that animal because it had lived a rough life. Tasha?
Yay.
Hotel horror. What do you got?
Now, my first real job after high school was at a spring break resort or a resort that a lot of spring breakers went to. Mm-hmm. And this is why now anytime I check into any hotel, I always ask to see the room before I actually check in. People die in hotel rooms.
Yeah, pretty much every hotel room has had a dead body in it.
Mm. Yeah. And then also... from the normal kind of, shenanigans from relations that you would find when you mix spring breakers and alcohol and stuff, I no longer use the ice machines that are in the, hallway.
Anymore. I use them for ice, but I don't drink the ice. I use them for ice inside my cooler.
Okay.
It's just keeping things cold, but I'm not going to throw a handful of ice in. Ever since, remember the Office episode where Kevin's feet were hot
were in there,
and he shoved them inside
there.
I'm like, yeah. I would say, thank you, Tasha. Do not. Don't eat the ice. Carolyn?
Yay.
Hotel horror, what do you got?
We were in Vegas back in June, and we stayed at a nice hotel. And I woke up in the morning, something poking me in the back, and I looked, and it was a sewing needle.
A sewing needle. Well, I mean, of all needles,
it could have been
so much worse.
But still,
it's in you.
Right.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Well, he sleeps in a different bed when we go somewhere. But anyway.
Sorry. I didn't mean to imply. Thank you, Carolyn. That got dark. Ashley.
Hi.
Hotel horror. What'd you have happen?
Oh, gross. So I travel a lot for work and got into the hotel bed, did not touch the bedspread, and felt a lump. Took a look below the mattress and found a male specific adult toy.
Did
you keep it?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We need a parenting consortium here. When is it okay to give your kids caffeine? I'm just wondering, did you get caffeine when you were a kid?
I didn't know.
That's not true.
I didn't drink soda or coffee.
Really?
I thought you drank Shasta.
No.
Or Fanta.
Tasted it, but I never on a regular
consistent.
Your
parents didn't give you soda?
I know, weird, right?
You were a rich kid.
Yeah. We never drank soda. And we never took to be my sister, never took to soda or coffee.
I think Fanta is caffeine free. Usually orange soda and root beer and Sprite and the light
I've
sodas are caffeine
sodas.
Free.
Yeah, I've had them all. So
You've had them all now, but you didn't have them as a child?
That's so weird.
I had them when I was a child. Now I will not drink them.
See, that's... Wow.
When did you start drinking caffeine then? Like, I know no kid wants coffee. That's not true. Now kids want coffee.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you.
They do?
You see them every morning dropping kids off at school. You mentioned one time that if you cannot see a kid without a coffee.
It's like being the kid when we were young who had Jordans or who had, like, the cool Izod shirt as opposed
to... Oh, this is status.
It's 100%
absolutely.
Status.
Absolutely.
And their parents want their kids to have status with their coffees.
Like, you should try... If school in your hood, the bell rings at 8:30, you should not go anywhere near the Starbucks near the school for, like, an hour on the one side of that. Because it's a flippin' zoo.
I used to go to Starbucks before class... And I knew I would be late, so I would text my teacher.
Say, what do you want?
What do you want? And then I'd get them coffee.
What?
And that would get, and they would not tardy you.
Yeah.
What? I'm dead serious. It's weird. And I'm talking about, I don't think I saw it at elementary school, but middle school for sure, which is how old? Like 10?
Yeah.
11?
Yeah.
11?
But it's always 11? From a place. They're not bringing it in a thermos or making it at
home.
You
walk in with a Yeti of your own, you're not getting in with it. One, the teachers aren't going to, because they're going to think you've got,
that's true.
You're Steven it with a vodka soda or whatever. But like, it's definitely a badge of honor.
Yeah.
I just, it's almost like a cell phone. Like, what's the age when you let your kids do it? And it, like, the age... For some reason, I feel like coffee, you should wait longer. But like now that I think about it, I remember getting like soda pop when I was very young.
It doesn't stunt your growth like the big threat always was.
Are you sure? Because look at me.
No, that was from an airplane door.
No, that was like later, but like, it could have
stunted you.
Well, that's why I never drank coffee. Cause I always heard coffee stunted your growth. And I was a basketball player. I wanted to be as tall as possible.
Right.
I was still drinking soda. I didn't realize it was the caffeine that was supposed to, I thought it was just coffee did it. I didn't know.
How old were you when you were drinking soda?
I mean, we always had diet caffeine free soda at the house.
What's the point? It's like drinking near beer. I just want to get fat and get nothing, no other useful.
Don't want the buzz.
I want the chemicals that kill you and none of them that make you feel good.
Not much. Well, so I grew up kind of drinking that, thinking that was, this is good. This diet caffeine free Mountain Dew is pretty good. But then when I would go to a friend's house when I was probably 6 or 7 and had the real stuff, the uncut stuff, and it was game over at that
What'd you get?
Like just soda, Mountain Dew, Pepsi.
You got
Coke.
Dew when you were 6?
Probably, around there. But then
doing meth in middle school. Are you kidding me? A 6-year-old on Mountain Dew.
Well, let me ask you this. You have your triple pump coffee thing.
Yes.
Is that equivalent to one can of soda for T-Hack or is that...
don't know. Triple shot of espresso is probably, I don't know how many milligrams. Because I also drink like a Red Bull. Which is like 100 milligrams, I think, of caffeine. I know people who take caffeine pills in addition to
Come on.
Sodas.
I should try that.
No.
I'm dead serious. If you're tired of the packing the calories on with all the coffee you got to drink, the caffeine pills are apparently the way to go. Although, like, I don't like it because I feel like I'm falling forward.
So why don't we give the kids pills then? So they're not walking around with crap in their hands.
The problem is, like, I don't know where you get caffeine pills. So what the friend that I know that was doing the equivalent was doing Sudafed instead. Please, kids, don't try this. And Sudafed's one of the ones where you have to give your ID at the counter. And so they started to get like a little red flag at all the pharmacies around town because they were buying too much and they thought they were making meth. So then I would have to go buy Sudafed.
Jeez.
And then they were like, I would buy the 24 hour. Because I'm like, here you go. This, I got you the better one. And they were mad because the 24 hour one slow releases it into your system and they wanted it right away.
Oh, wow.
So if you've got a meth addicted friend who's trying to, you want to buy the 8 hour Sudafed along with the best do you can to caffeine pills. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, I don't remember anyone drinking coffee. Do they, because some schools have like breakfast and stuff. Do they have coffee? Can you get coffee on campus at a high school?
What's the
downside
of a kid?
There's no downside. Their brains are more sharp.
There's a huge downside.
Yeah, I feel like it's not good.
Oh.
Because I think it does actually stunt your growth. It probably messes with your brain.
The doctors say kids under 12 shouldn't have any caffeine at all.
Any caffeine.
And I'm telling you, every child that I've known, like at the age, I got friends whose kids were 3 years old doing a Happy Meal with the jumbo size. Because what else are you going to get with a milk? They don't want a milk with a hamburger. Who's going to eat that? Well, Steve would.
Yeah, but you're right. The kids, they don't want that.
So if your kid had caffeine before 12, they're going to turn out like Steve. They're going to turn out like me. Yes.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Slacker and Steve.
So, Aaron, I have a question real quick.
Can this be a new thing? Like, whenever anything, we need a sound effect that starts when Steve's like, because you... If you have a normal question for Aaron, like, would you ever eat pickles on a taco? You, like, talk normal.
Oh, okay.
But when you're going to ask her something completely inappropriate that HR is going to come busting the door down, you talk like, so, Aaron,
I figure it would soften the blow.
Oh, it doesn't soften anything. It actually puts everybody on
it's
alert.
It's creepier.
Okay, so what kind of question?
Okay. When... have you ever had your female problems so much that you had to like take a day off from work because of it? You just called in.
Work, no. School, yes.
Okay, so let's say you were having female problems and you needed.
I just ask a quick question of Aaron? Because you're going to keep saying that.
Yeah.
Do you consider it a problem?
I mean,
it's a blessing. I'm sorry.
I'm not coming after you, but what I'm saying is we live in a world where so many people will focus on one word and go, it's not a problem. It's a miracle that I'm able to, and I'm shedding the lining of my uterus and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you're making it seem like it's a disability. You have a problem.
You're right.
And it's a female problem. So I just wanted to this discussion before
good
you
point.
Said it seven more times. Yeah. And like, there's people in the parking lot dressed in red velvet. Like, I don't know. There's probably some league.
No, to me, it's neither here nor there. I don't consider it a problem. I don't consider it a miracle. It's just a biological thing that happens.
Okay.
Okay. So let's say you were going to call in sick call in because of that to work. We have sick days already provided for things like that. So you would just take a sick day. You wouldn't like explain, I got all, in fact, you don't have to by law, but you don't need a special day. Like, okay, this sick day I'm going to do towards menstruation and then the sick day I'm going to put towards this thing.
But I would probably just use like a normal sick day. But at the same time, if we are now getting COVID relief days or like the extra stuff, why can't we also get a couple extra
menstruation days?
Yeah. Maybe
shouldn't
like
women get a few
month?
More? Because They have a monthly thing that could incapacitate him. We don't.
It's a physical, yes. Mental, I mean, and it can affect emotional.
Did you guys watch that video? It was pretty recent. There's that thing where we can strap on. Aaron's got one, but I don't think it's strong enough.
I don't know. We haven't tried it yet.
The TENS machine. But you can strap this thing on your belly, I believe, and it simulates menstrual cramps. And I just saw a video recently, and they were at like a, I don't remember where they're at, but like this rodeo cowboy sat down. And this, he's a good old boy and he's tough. And she's explaining like some women get a 3, some women, she's like, I'm at 8 and whatever on the level. And they just walked him through it 1, 2. And they're like, you can stop any time. He's like, I got to get all the way to 10. And at like 6, he's starting to kneel. Like he can't, I don't think we understand how much it can hurt. Cause I just think it's like, you've already done it.
I mean, every month for the past however years, like, aren't you used to it?
But some people have a thing.
Right.
I just don't know if I trust those things, though. Every time I've done, like, I remember at school, the police came in and they put the drunk goggles on you or whatever.
Yeah. It's nothing.
And you're like, this is not real. Like, right. I'm not just
drive drunk way better than that. Just kidding.
But they're incentivized. The police are incentivized to go, this is really, to show you this is really bad because they don't want you to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could it be the same thing for this machine? That they're incentivized to go, it's actually feel same with the pregnancy things. Like
the labor pains. It is the exact same thing, I think. That they strap a TENS machine on. The only person who could be able to tell you the truth is a woman who has a 10 out of 10 on period cramps. They strap this on her when she's not having period cramps and go, that feels exactly the same. There's no way it feels the same. Because your period cramps feel like they're coming from where?
From within.
But this is gonna feel like it's
I
don't know.
Like your muscles tensing up on the. You've never had a TENS machine on any muscles.
Well, and you're right, too, because there's no way to quantify. Oh, I've done this times 12, times however many years of my life. So I'm way more used to the 10 than.
Right. Than the average rodeo guy.
Right.
I don't know. But so there's a debate going around on whether or not women deserve. Because we had the talk recently about, like, do people who don't smoke deserve extra days because we didn't use all our break time like you did?
All you had to do was take up smoking. Problem solved.
Are you going to get a period soon?
Well, you see, Aaron.
He's been kind of moody.
But see, I don't understand why. Okay, you get special days and they're going to be labeled menstruation days. Yeah. I don't understand. It's not like my employer goes, we're going to give you 3 days in case you get leukemia. We'll give you 4 days over here in case you get this ailment. We'll give you a day for this ailment. Why can't that just be sick days?
But then should women get more sick days than men because they have a thing? Like you, remarkably, as a sedentary smoker,
the worst health,
who eats like a 12-year-old.
And has the worst health of anyone.
You're never sick.
Ever.
So you don't need as many sick days as anybody else. I work out. I eat right well, and I'm the runt of the litter. I'm sick all the damn time.
So you may need more than...
But I don't think we're both men of a similar age.
Yeah.
So I think we just get the same number of sick days. She has a guaranteed every 28 days baseball bat to the gut.
Okay.
Whether it's a full, you know, MLB swing or just a light bunt. Yeah, a little bunt. She's getting... Does she not deserve... 12 extra, like one a month
I think they deserve more, but I'm kind of with Steve. I don't know about labeling them because wouldn't that be kind of embarrassing? Just like, I wouldn't want, I don't know, diarrhea days or something. Like, for me, it's like,
like Steve should get those.
Yeah, like I'm sick.
You gotta walk in and show your food pyramid. You're like, all right, we're giving you. you're right. I think we just should give women.
Because we would want to just say, oh, Aaron is sick today. We wouldn't want to go, it's that time of the month.
Maybe a mental health day. Can we just label it that?
It could be illegal. And it also benefits, you know, guys. We just switch our pronoun once a day.
God, that's not how it works. Can I say this? You're the worst person. You just said that, like, she doesn't owe the explanation of why she's taking a day.
Exactly.
When I call in sick... You go down to the bosses and tell them what's wrong with me, even when it's not what's wrong with me, because I walked into work 3 days later and they're like, have you plugged the hole in your butt? And I was like, what did you tell them? Okay.
Slacker, you're right. I apologize. I did that. I handled
I
that wrong.
I didn't have diarrhea.
But you didn't have COVID symptoms either.
So you thought it'd be better to tell everybody I had explosive diarrhea?
Because then you would have tested. You'd have been out 9 weeks for COVID.
I'd rather be out 9 days than everybody come in and like walk around me with a wide berth going, he could blow it any minute.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Apparently, Aaron is from another time. And, we found this thing about words and phrases from the 80s and 90s and nobody uses
the 90s.
Anymore. Yeah, but it says nobody uses them anymore.
And I don't believe this.
You were born in the 90s. That doesn't mean you were talking. No. And you weren't using slang from the 90s when you were an embryo.
Maybe. You don't know that.
I was an early adopter. I just, like, there's all these different... Like, when I read this list, there's not one... There's one thing on here that I hear said occasionally.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you ever use these when they were popular in the 80s and 90s? Yeah. You did use
them. Gag me with a spoon? Of course.
I don't get that one. I've heard it, but I've never really heard it used.
Valley
like,
Girl.
What is that? Where's it from?
It's just like, would you, like somebody's like, would you date my friend Steve? It's like, ugh, gag me with a spoon.
And you got to say it just like that.
It's like, ugh, do you want to go eat it? Ugh, gag me with a spoon. It's usually about a person though, isn't it?
Usually.
It seems like it's
shortened to just gag me instead of the spoon and all that, yeah.
There's okay. A lot of these are very Valley Girl.
Yeah, so you remember the movie Valley Girl is where.
Who was in, was that Buffy?
It was your favorite actor of all time, Nicholas Coppola.
Nicolas Cage is in that?
Yeah.
Was it Buffy the Vampire Slayer, though?
No.
Was that the girl in it?
It was...
Gag Me with the Spoon is from Clueless.
But it was
I think it was before that.
It
really?
Was in the movie... Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. I think... I could swear it was Buffy the Vampire Slayer in the original...
Deborah Foreman?
Foreman, yes. Nope. Pretty girl. Oh, pretty girl. She had another movie she had later on, too. But anyway, that's Valley Girl.
All right, so let's go over to our 90s expert. Do you say gag me with a spoon?
I do.
Now?
Yeah.
To whom?
Like once a week. Most of the time to myself. Like something will happen. like I'll be working on my computer and something glitches or something. And I just use that rather than like cuss words. So
oh
it's
God,
like.
That's so stupid.
Okay.
Just let them out. Do you say tubular?
I don't.
I remember that being a thing.
But that was mostly girls. Guys didn't say that one, did they?
I remember it was. California dudes.
Yeah.
Oh. These are all California
pop-collar
things.
California
yes.
dudes.
Because
okay.
tubular was like that thing's far
so cool
out or cool.
Or,
yeah. And tubular, I think, came from surfing, right?
Oh, good
like
call.
Catching a tube.
Tubes, yeah.
So it's like, yeah, oh man, that was tubular.
And you got to say it just like that.
I mean, these are outdated, but you're sounding so cool. The more you say it.
I don't think I am. I don't see a lot of people like starting a cult with my face as the leader. I'll wear your Nikes and put a purple shroud on.
I do say one that's on this list,
though. Which one?
Ooh. I say hella.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one I don't think ever went away.
It's still around.
So I'm not unique? Dang it.
No. Hella. I mean, you do sound a little dated when you say it, but it's still...
I actually didn't know that was from the 80s or 90s. I thought it was from, like, 2010.
I always think of Gwen Stefani when I hear the word hella.
Why? Did she
have a song, Hella Good, or something?
Yeah, No Doubt did. Hella Good.
You got
no
me feeling yes. hella good, I'm gonna keep...
Yeah.
It sounds better than that, but...
yeah, no, I was thinking holla, but no, you're right.
Oh, holla.
Holla back.
Girl. Oh, holla back.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
that's...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I like holla, like, if I'm at Chick-fil-A, and how many Chick-fil-A sauces? I say hella, and that... I feel like it's clear. It's like
you just, do not say that at Chick-fil-A.
I do. I swear.
They are the most buttoned up. Or they want to say my pleasure. You don't say something else.
But there's no other way to like a handful. It's like no
a disgusting amount.
Yes.
yeah.
Say like how that much is, are you comfortable?
That is
with?
Accurate.
I want you to be mildly uncomfortable.
Okay.
When you're putting them
All
in
right.
the bag.
No more hella.
Yeah, hella doesn't feel because it feels cussy. It's got the word hell in it, dude.
But it's not like a bad customer, so they're like, oh,
it's
fine,
Chick-fil-A,
you know?
Dude. They're closed on Sunday. You don't get to say...
I don't work there.
Are you going to say a buttload to Chick-fil-A? No.
And then back in the 80s in my high school, okay. we invented... the. Remember back when we were high school, like the comeback? got to have a good comeback. Oh, you got so burned.
Because everything was about burning. You'd be like, your mom's so fat.
Right. You didn't get burned. Oh, you got singed. Oh, you got
It's like, oh, you look so burned. Yeah. You need some aloe vera.
Exactly. Well, we came up with the most perfect comeback, and there's no comeback to this comeback. It's not even really a word. It's more of a sound. So, Slacker, go ahead and insult my mom again.
I'm trying to think of one of the... your mom's so fat, when she sits around the house, she sits around the house.
Oh. And that's the comeback. That's the response. There is no comeback to it, and it totally diffuses you.
That doesn't diffuse me at all. Oh. I'm still picturing your mom leaving a crater where your house was, and you think that, oh.
Because I do not, absolutely could not care any less, and that's the sound it makes, and I can't care less, and it kind of leaves you standing alone, like, okay, what do you got to say about to that now? Nothing.
I would just have another your mama joke.
Oh. Oh.
Slacker and Steve.
I got a story. We've all heard of Drunk as a Skunk, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard of Blottoed as a Bear?
No.
Well, you're going to hear about it today.
Okay, cute. I got a story. Oh, it's the typical where the driver hits the gas instead of the brake.
Oh, no.
Let's find out what this person drove into.
Okay.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
My story comes out of Central Florida. Yeah!
Let's go!
Woman was at her Central Florida country club.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, she was driving through, and she did the old hit the gas instead of the brake.
No.
That's when police said after the investigation, that sent her in the SUV into the swimming pool of the country club there in Central Florida.
Were there a lot of kids playing that
day? Yeah, probably. A witness jumped in the water to help the woman get to the shallow end of the pool. The woman was not hurt.
Oh, wow.
But no word on the kids everybody in the swimming pool.
That's a country club. They're rich kids. They'll be fine.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
They got good insurance. Okay, so the gas pedal's the skinny one.
Okay, thanks.
So, yeah, as I was saying, there is a phrase, drunk as a skunk, but wildlife officials in Turkey had to be called out for an insane bear.
What?
Apparently there was a bear out in the woods that was just going crazy. I don't have the sound of a crazy bear, but I do have the sound of a crazy cat, so I'm just going to have to use that. Turns out the bear was hammered.
Okay.
There is some form of hallucinogenic honey in Turkey. It's made from the nectar of a special species of plant that contains a hallucinogen.
Nice.
Steve, just stay till the end of the story. Steve's on his way to Turkey. What's the cheapest flight? If it can put a bear down, imagine what it can do for us. Some hallucinogenic honey. The bear is being treated. It's going to rehab to try to man, I need some more of that honey. The Wildlife Ministry is asking the public to, stay away from bears that seem like they're tripping.
Okay, good tip.
Those were all these stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh.
O'Reilly.